data management, and data analytics technologies. As digitalization of the supply chain is implemented, massive amounts of data will be generated that must be appropriately managed and used. Organizations should start by undergoing a technology assessment to identify current technology capabilities and gaps where existing capabilities are not fully leveraged or do not fulfill current and future state needs. This may be difficult to execute, as the technological needs of the organization may not be clear until the capabilities and responsibilities of the transformed supply chain are determined. Additionally, technological capabilities, which are rapidly changing, may inform the decision to invest in a supply chain capability that was not previously considered. To start a technology assessment, an organization should compare its enterprise resource planning, ERP, or supply chain management software, e-business technologies, and visibility, tracking, and productivity tools to current offerings that are available. Technology assessments can look at technology maturity, capabilities, gaps, interoperability of solutions, and how well existing technologies are being leveraged. For example, the Digital Capabilities Model for Supply Networks has an online digital readiness survey that organizations can use as a self-assessment. The results are provided in a digital readiness report, identifying performance gaps between what your technology can achieve and what is currently available on the market can help to identify ways to use technology to improve current processes, develop new capabilities or processes, or even develop entirely new business models. Note that technology, particularly that which enables supply chain processes, may be described as direct or indirect. Direct process technology directly helps create the product or service. It can include systems that run manufacturing equipment or customer processing systems for services. Indirect process technology includes information processing systems, such as those that provide production scheduling support as well as other administrative support systems. Gaps between current and desired technology capabilities may be related to multiple dimensions, including speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, cost. The actual selection and implementation of technology should come only after new supply chain processes have been selected and integrated. At this point, the technology will be much more likely to meet the needs of the to-be processes and capabilities, and implementation tends to be much easier. To ensure that the selected technology fits the needs of the organization, leadership should ask the following: Is the technology necessary, or can it be eliminated by reducing waste in supply chain operations? Is this technology considered in the context of our entire technology landscape? Is the technology interoperable with our existing technology stack or other best-of-breed solutions that we are vetting? Have we asked the opinion of other industry members who have adopted this technology? Does the technology improve the ease with which employees can perform the necessary tasks for their positions? Does the business case/total benefit cost analysis of the technology justify implementation? Are there alternatives that present a stronger business case? Does this technology advance or secure our competitive advantage? Note that the technology analysis can deliver optimal results only if the process is evidence-based rather than being based on gut feelings or a desire to acquire the latest technologies regardless of proper fit or need. Follow your true north. The design team needs to gather evidence that the organization has enough process maturity to take advantage of the new technology. For example, advanced production scheduling, IPS, software requires specific data such as complete and valid bills of material and routings. If the organization does not have these data in sufficient quality and level of detail, implementing an IPS system should not be advised. It would be better to wait until the organization has the data foundation needed to leverage the new solution. The same argument can be made about quantifying gaps in people capabilities needed to leverage the new system, and ensuring that the gaps will be closed before proceeding. After feasibility is established, evidence can also take the form of data about improvements to speed, quality, and so on, as well as financial impact data. A pilot project might be conducted to gather data before committing to a larger capital expense. That being said, certain factors, such as improvement in customer service, may be difficult to quantify. When examining these factors, work to reach a consensus about the anticipated benefits provided by the technology. We will now discuss many of the pertinent concepts and technologies that may be considered during a technology assessment for supply chain transformation. Note that many of these concepts are interrelated, and some are not possible without the implementation of others. Big data. Big data is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as collecting, storing, and processing massive amounts of data for the purpose of converting it into useful information. Data may describe many different topics, including customer demand, energy use, machinery performance, supply chain performance, storage conditions, weather and climate, and more. The requirements of big data may be described as the 5 V's. Volume describes the amount or quantity of data gathered and stored. Variety describes the data structure, structured, semi-structured, or unstructured, plus many subtypes of each. Velocity describes the rate at which data are collected and scored. Value describes the comparison between the cost of gathering and using big data and the benefits attained. Veracity describes the accuracy and consistency of the data. Data are valuable only if they are accurate, available, and timely. This requires use of digital means to collect and store data. However, as the definition above describes, data must be processed and converted into usable information. Without a focus on processing and converting, and subsequent analysis, data alone are unlikely to improve supply chain performance. Data can be broadly classified into structured and unstructured. Structured data are formatted to be usable by information systems. Conversely, unstructured data, for example, social media posts, need significant formatting to be used by information systems. Unstructured data can be used in decision-making but require more effort and time to digest. A good example of both types is a survey with some scaled answers and some open questions. The scaled answers are structured data that can be compiled in an information system. An average result from all respondents can be found. The open questions are unstructured data and traditionally need to be read and the key points summarized manually. Because of the vast quantity of data included, some big data outputs may be unstructured and difficult or impossible to analyze quickly enough with traditional tools. In addition to difficulty and lack of formatting, big data outputs tend to be high volume and/or high velocity. This means that simple algorithms to analyze these data at a high rate of speed may be better than complex algorithms that take too much time. Key examples of how analysis of big data can empower an organization include understanding and predicting item inventories and reducing stockouts, mitigating disruptions caused by late or inaccurate deliveries, increasing the cost-effectiveness of order quantities by accounting for promotional rates and volume discounts, generating more accurate forecasts of inventory demands and delivery scheduling with regard to seasonal and promotional inventories, generating more accurate and cost-effective production plans, such as by getting insights into actual bottleneck performance from the theory of constraints or into demand-driven MRP inventory buffer levels by product line, improving forecast accuracy when historical sales data are unavailable, for example, for a new product offering, getting better insights into customer behavior and market performance. An organization must progress linearly with their approach to big data. Data analysis is not possible if the data are not properly processed and made available. Data cannot be processed and available unless they have first been collected and then stored in a manner that produces readily accessible and consumable information. For example, formatted data that can be queried. Internet of Things. One important tool in the pursuit of gathering big data is the Internet of Things, which has increased the breadth, depth, and granularity of information available to organizations on an ongoing, continuously updated basis. The Internet of Things, IoT, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: an environment in which objects, animals, or people are provided with unique identifiers and the ability to transfer data over a network without requiring human-to-human or human-to-computer interaction. This allows objects to be sensed and controlled remotely across existing network infrastructure, creating opportunities for more direct integration between the physical world and computer-based systems. IoT underlies the core functionalities of many other technological advancements, including automation and robotics. It uses sensors to monitor many different forms of physical data, such as information on manufacturing processes, such as event-triggered actions, for example, call for the next kit, confirm prior operation, or call for the robot for goods to picker, or determining whether exploiting a bottleneck is working. Movement of materials and goods, such as integrating with a manufacturing execution system, MEES, to coordinate with asset tracking. Environmental conditions, for example, temperature and humidity. Equipment status, for example, operating temperature, hydraulic pressure, oil levels, battery levels. Unexpected deviations from scheduled plans. Data on actual product utilization. The IoT is so important to other technology systems that it may be considered a requirement to the entire concept of Industry 4.0. It enables fine-grained connectivity and fast and continuous collection of data across the supply chain, providing the necessary information for big data analysis. One can also pull in data from many sources and create a transparent view for consumption at all business levels. For example, organizations can use IoT data to benchmark across divisions, plants, value streams, or shifts. However, IoT data collection timing requires planning. Collecting data every millisecond may be needed in some circumstances, while in others, such a high collection frequency can result in very high data processing and storage costs without providing significant benefits. Plants should determine what IoT data are needed and when, and then work backward to determine how often to collect data, as well as how to segment and summarize the results. Supervisory control and data acquisition, SCADA. Note that a precursor to IoT is supervisory control and data acquisition, SCADA. While SCADA systems are focused on monitoring and controlling assets, IoT does this plus much more, as was addressed above. SCADA systems control, monitor, and analyze industrial equipment and processes from remote locations through connected hardware and software programs based on real-time data from the equipment. They can be tailored for specific use and enable productivity improvement, automation of processes, and management of critical equipment failures to limit damage to machines, facilities, and the environment. With SCADA, machinery or sensors send data to an on-site control system that returns commands based on the data provided. The on-site controller then transmits the data to stations monitored by an employee. This may be either on-site or remote. Communication between the sensor and the on-site control system is hardwired. SCADA systems began as highly integrated, monolithic systems and devices, but they could not interface easily with other external systems or equipment. Now, portions of legacy SCADA systems are being replaced with wireless technology, and these systems are increasingly able to be integrated with IoT and web and cloud-based systems. Sensors and telematics. Sensors and telematics are remote sensing and control technologies that rely on photosensors, radio frequency identification, RFID, lasers, LiDAR, and so on to provide automated data capture and control from a remote control center. Sensors and telematics can provide process visibility and automation to a greater range of industries than in the past. In addition to improving internal systems, data from such systems can be shared with supply chain partners to better balance supply and demand and manage inventory levels. For example, an automated barcode scanner or RFID sensor on a conveyor belt can scan goods as they pass by. These technologies also help with asset utilization, such as indicating when a vehicle is idle versus in use. Data analytics or big data systems may be needed to create useful information out of the data from multiple sources. Adding in GPS, global positioning systems, and other sensing technologies can help add context to performance metrics so the data can be normalized and compared across similar or the same regions, divisions, assets, factories, and work centers. Driving habits can also be assessed. Decision support systems. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a decision support system, DSS, as a computer system designed to assist managers in selecting and evaluating courses of action by providing a logical, usually quantitative, analysis of the relevant factors. Decision support systems help institutionalize organizational knowledge. Management can analyze alternatives and make more informed business decisions and prevent problems before they occur. These tools draw data from other systems, for example, ERP, advanced planning and scheduling, and manufacturing execution systems. The DSS filters data to reduce the quantity to a manageable amount of meaningful and relevant information and loads it into a model that can arrange the data to reveal patterns. It may suggest actions and validate the results of a decision. A DSS can be used to improve the efficiency of processes, identify and correct faults, and validate planning decisions. Artificial intelligence. Many developing technologies for analysis and automation would not be possible without the use of artificial intelligence, AI, which is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. 1. Machines or computer programs that can learn, reason, and take action, similar to humans. 2. An area of computer science that attempts to develop AI computer programs. C. Artificial General Intelligence, IGI, Artificial Superintelligence, ISI, Expert System. Artificial intelligence may be useful across many supply chain areas, including forecasting improvement, sourcing improvement, operations optimization, automation implementation and optimization, decision support recommendation engines, targeted marketing and pricing. Many investments in AI focus on a particular subset called machine learning, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Artificial intelligence, AI, tools that allow machines to learn from experience and be capable of analysis, self-training, and observation to improve their performance. Machine learning includes supervised learning. Humans label and control inputs and identify relationships to outputs using regression analysis and classification for data analysis. Reinforced learning, AI uses environmental feedback to learn the rules of the system, and unsupervised learning / deep learning. AI identifies clusters of data on its own using many orders of magnitude more of data than other methods. This results in opaque decision making. Unsupervised machine learning may be referred to as data mining, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The process of studying data to search for previously unknown relationships. This knowledge is then applied to achieving specific business goals. When previously unknown relationships are identified through data mining, an organization may then act upon them. Data mining may take many approaches, from temporal to spatial to web. Discussions of these and other forms of data mining are outside of the scope of this product. AI and machine learning are constantly changing and improving as technology advances. However, it is important to keep in mind that, similar to other processes, the correct data must be used and appropriate software must be implemented. Additionally, the implementation of AI requires an organization to properly orient their systems to recognize the value from it, and employees must be taught how to leverage the tools to increase efficiency. Due to the amount of data necessary for most AI operations, it may not be feasible without the use of big data processes and cloud computing. Cloud computing. Cloud computing is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an emerging way of computing in which data is stored in massive data centers that can be accessed from any computer connected to the internet. As the definition implies, the distinction lies in the physical location and ownership of the storage hardware. Instead of owning and housing the hardware, the organization contracts with a third party to accept and store the data, which is then accessed by the company through the internet. Cloud computing is not a baseline requirement for big data, as IoT is, for example. However, it may be beneficial for several reasons. Capabilities with respect to full data sharing and collaboration are increased without requiring use of electronic data interchange or an equivalent. The responsibility to service, maintain, and replace equipment is shifted to a third party, unless the organization is large enough to have a private cloud. The ability to scale without associated capital costs offers agility. Flexibility with regard to connectivity and storage promotes the ability of the organization to retain safe control over sensitive data. That being said, cloud computing has risks, including data network and intellectual property security. Additionally, larger organizations that are less nimble may have large investments in on-site computer systems that are not easy to divest from, especially before those systems reach their end of life. For these and other reasons, smaller organizations have more readily embraced cloud computing than some larger, more mature organizations. However, Amazon was a pioneer in internal cloud computing capabilities. They discovered they could leverage this digital transformation to create a new business model, subscription access to cloud systems, which became Amazon Web Services, AWS. Blockchain. When combined with IoT sensors and GPS, technology such as blockchain can provide a reliable and secure method of tracking goods movements and status. Blockchain is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A continuously growing list of records, called blocks, which are linked and secured using cryptography. Each block typically contains a cryptographic hash of the previous block, a timestamp, and transaction data. The data in any given block cannot be altered retroactively without the alteration of all subsequent blocks, inherently making it resistant to modification. Note that a cryptographic hash is a string of numerical data that serves as a compressed version of related data. Note also from the definition that it is nearly impossible to alter information once it has been entered. This is because the list of records, or ledger, is distributed among the participants and all of the versions need to agree with one another. Once a transaction is recorded as a block, it contains a linked record to all other sequences that occurred in the same chain prior to the creation of that block. The systems use complex cryptography and networking rules to make this happen without needing to rely on an independent third party. Blockchain can provide a number of benefits for track and trace, including reliable evidence of transfer of goods between parties, immutable and irrefutable, which in turn creates a chain of custody for goods and their source materials, such as for payment resolution, product safety, product recalls, or country of origin evidence. Automated capture and distribution of reliable data from IoT devices, such as temperature records of a refrigerated truck for cold chain operations. Preventing insertion of counterfeits into the network by validating serial number authenticity. Increased traceability may be of particular use in food production and sales industries, as it may enable faster issue and product identification associated with recalls, thereby reducing the impact of recalls overall. Blockchain has also enabled the use of smart contracts. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a smart contract as follows: a self-executing contract with the terms of an agreement between a buyer and a seller written into lines of blockchain code. These contracts use technology to automatically ensure that contract terms are met. If a new action, transaction, or other information is added to the blockchain or decentralized digital ledger of the agreement that does not match the terms of the agreement already included in the blockchain, the information will be rejected, thus ensuring that all parties adhere to the contract. Investment and research into blockchain applications is ongoing. Properly implemented, blockchain should not only increase traceability through the supply chain, but also increase the efficiency of transaction execution, reducing costs overall. Increased transactional efficiency may be especially applicable to transactions where ownership of goods and assets is transferred between parties. For example, blockchain solutions are being sought to help solve the last mile problem, which refers to the gap between online records and the what is actually occurring with the related goods, services, and entities in the real world. The challenge is to prove that an automated contract is being fulfilled properly so it can be closed. Potential ways to do this include geofencing enabled by IoT or physical scanning of bills of lading. Fine details such as these are what the design team needs to work out. Solutions often need to be customer or supplier specific. Significant monetary transactions require high levels of both trust and verification.